ruled that former SAA board chairperson Dudu Mieni cannot change her plea or add other SAA directors to her delinquency case. Mieni's lawyer, Nkabayetu Buthelezi, had applied for amendments and withdrawals to Mieni's plea. Buthelezi had said that the evidence he plans to present at the trial, which is scheduled for next year, does not support the admissions made by Mieni in her plea. Naledi Nkobo reports.
Last week, Buthelezi said that Mieni may have been ill-advised by her former legal representatives from ENS attorneys. He said that Mieni was forced to make denials and admissions on the basis of missing information. The questionable decisions made by Mieni include that of the Airbus transaction, Emirates, the BNP Capital transaction, and her conduct in the Ernst & Young report.
Capricorn TVET students and others have been chanting outside the Morobeng Magistrates Court in Botlokwa, where the suspect in the Precious Ramabulana murder case has appeared. Aubrey Manaka allegedly raped, robbed and killed Ramabulana in her rented student accommodation. Manaka abandoned his bail application and will appear again on January the 30th, 2020. Some of the people outside court have expressed their outrage.
I believe that he knows what he did. You must understand that he was arrested before. Then he was out on parole now.
I thought maybe we would like to go for a bail because we wanted him outside as the community and as the students of Ramakopa TVET campus so that we can deal with him decisively.
The case of a man accused of intimidating members of the Municipal Workers Union, SAMWU, has been postponed to December the 30th at the Toyandu Magistrates Court.